you've ever considered the time you spend in the sales process and then divide that by the people who wasted your time, then I know you're going to want to download our guide to spotting a cheap customer. Go to thecontractorfight.com/cheap. It will help you spot a tire kicker a mile away so that you don't invest a crazy amount of time on the wrong prospects. If you want to shave your estimating time in half and sell projects to people who are ready to pay for the value that you bring, head to thecontractorfight.com/cheap and grab the guide to spotting cheap prospects today.
Hey, Fighters, welcome to Friday Fails. Growing up, I listened to a shitload of National Public Radio, not because I love the politics, but rather because my grandma, who had the unfortunate task of trying to raise me right, had a bunch of strokes, and NPR plus the Wheel of Fortune and the New York Times crossword puzzle were all the ways that she kind of regained command of the English language after her strokes. So if you ever listen to NPR, you know there's always some tragedy in some far-off corner of the world where a tsunami or earthquake or avalanche or something happened, smoked some village, and some translator who English is a second language is interviewing some villager or somebody that's like 2 degrees off of caveman. And the resulting interview just sounds bad to like a native English speaker. Like I kind of just always assumed that these people were low level morons because they could barely string a conversation together and they're on the goddamn radio, right? But as I grew older, I realized that I was kind of the low intelligence moron in that situation because after living in Europe for a decade, visiting 2 or 3 dozen countries, I realized that just off that one single data point, and I grew up on the Canadian border, so 2 data points maybe, I wrote off like vast majority of the world's intelligence based on these stupid interviews. So that brings us to today's topic, which is the contractor fight core value of shedding assumptions, or as I call it, no assumptions, because I don't like the word shed. What does that mean? It's pretty self-explanatory. It's like enter any conversation or situation as a blank slate, like an etch-a-sketch, right? Like just shake that shit out, go in there, not pretending to know what people want. And there's 3 areas that once I applied this to my business, really moved the needle for me and made my life a lot easier that I want to share with you. The first is in sales. You know, it's like as the experts, right? Which I think we all are, it's really easy for us to walk into something like say a kitchen renovation and think it's like the other 500 we've done. And in doing so, we just kind of were bull in the china shop and steamroll little Mary Smith or whatever our customer is, puke all over with what all their other customers want, things we like, whatever, without taking the time to actually learn what her motive was. Like, why does she need a new kitchen? How does she expect to use it? What's she hoping to get from it? How long has she been thinking about it? All of these things that do 2 things. One, it gives you the information you need to actually write scope of work that suits their exact needs, which most other contractors, I guarantee you, aren't doing. But it also lets the customer just feel heard. Like, you know, it's really important for them to know that they're spending a lot of money. They'll make sure they're not making a mistake. They'll make sure they're not getting ripped off. Spending some time to let them verbalize their needs versus tell them what they want just makes the buying process much easier, which obviously makes the selling process much easier. And you know, one of the examples that always kind of pops up, at least personally, was when I give a price and you know, you can see people tense up or they cross their arms, whatever's going on, and they're like, they just kind of mumble, like, oh, that's more than I expected. And immediately in my brain, I was just like, these fuckers, they can't afford it. Why'd they call me? You know, I should have pre-qualified them better. That was the old Dan. And the new Dan's like, okay, well, tell me more about that. Tell me more about how that was more than you expected. What does that mean? And they'll just be like, oh, it's just more than I thought. I thought, you know, my friend's kitchen, we're over there for Thanksgiving. You know, they only spent $50,000 on their kitchen. So I was kind of shocked this one was $70,000. But they do live in the middle of a cornfield in Iowa. So it makes sense that, you know, it'd be more expensive here in downtown Chicago to get your kitchen done. Crisis averted. They're just basically just talking themselves through the process of digesting the budget, right? Whereas in the old days, if I made an assumption, I could start countering an objection, which isn't even an objection. It's a statement. So that's one way you could do it. Other ways, communication. You know, perception is reality. A couple, it was a year ago now, I told the story of our coach, Greg Dempsey. He got a voicemail or an email from a customer. He builds custom houses. You know, they're disappointed. They had a cracked tile or something in one of the bathrooms. And, you know, the customer's like, oh, we're disappointed to see this and we want to know how we can fix it, whatever. And it was after hours. And so, you know, Greg didn't call him back, but he just in his mind was just like fucking him over all night long, staring at the ceiling, thinking the worst. He's like, I got to rip this whole floor up. And how's this going to affect my schedule? And what's this going to cost me? And how am I going to get my tile guy back when he's on this other job across town? We have a deadline coming up. All this internal machination, making his life a living hell. He gets over there the next day to see what's going on, starts talking to the customer. It's one tile, easily replaced. He does that. And they're so excited because they're expecting a fight too, right? They went down that same road of like, oh my God, how are we going to get this warranty done? These contractors are such arrogant dicks. They're never going to listen to us. They're going to bulldoze us, whatever. They're so happy with his response that they retiled like a whole other bonus room that was adjacent to it that was currently unfinished because they didn't, it wasn't a fist fight. And that law of reciprocity, him making their life easier, opened the door for an upsell. And the final way is leadership. I was talking to one of our one-to-one clients the other day and he's having some personnel problems. And he was just tearing somebody apart for what was perceived low performance from an employee. And so we talked about it a little bit, had him to explain what he saw and what he expected. And we kind of went back to like, well, why'd you hire this dude in the first place? And he started talking about all the great qualities of this person and how it benefited the business and how it was, they were just torn up that, you know, this position had to go away because it wasn't working. And so I just kind of casually threw out like, well, does this person not care about their job, which was what the insinuation was, or are they the right person in the wrong seat? And my client just kind of like sat back for a second. He's just like, fuck, I didn't even think of that. And, you know, in hindsight, we filled a need that we had with the best applicant, but it wasn't the best position for this particular applicant. I should have created a different position for him. So again, it's just like, it's really easy to make assumptions to validate a decision we've made in the past, you know, make ourselves feel better or whatever. But if you kind of detach yourself emotionally and look at things objectively, you may find it's not the case. And so that's why it's so important to shed assumptions when you're making decisions. All right. That concludes today. Thanks for joining us on Friday Fails. We'll see you next week.